On certain Fridays, we talk to NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown. He's host of a podcast called Outside In from NHPR, and he answers listener questions about the natural world. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Rick.
Why do geese make V's?
Does a bumblebee sneeze?
Can a person eat trees?
Can a polar bear freeze?
Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
Well, I don't know. Ask Sam.
We're just going to go straight to the question.
Hey, Sam. This is Sheila, calling from Greenfield, New Hampshire. My question for you today is, what makes a washboard? For decades, I've driven over New Hampshire dirt roads and jiggled and jostled all over the place and have never been able to suss out what makes the washboards. That's why I'm sure you're the guy that's going to have the answer.
So, Rick, I actually feel like this is a question that I imagine, as someone who used to live in northern Maine, perhaps you have strong opinions and thoughts of.
Well, I have intimate knowledge of a washboard road, those unpaved roads that just tend to they wreak havoc on your intestines and your suspension.
Your teeth,
everything, yes. You go through a lot of shock absorbers, I think.
I think people who live near these roads and who drive on them frequently, amongst folks like that, there are many sort of folk theories as to what causes them.
Yeah.
And many of those folk theories are, in fact, wrong.
Well, when I first did it, I thought, as many people do, that the suspension might have something to do with it. It's one of the common but incorrect reasons that people come up with for the washboard.
So that is Stephen Morris. He's a physicist at the University of Toronto. And around 10 years ago, he and some co-authors designed an experiment to figure out what it takes to form a washboard. In a lab, they built a circular sandbox. They filled it with road material. And in the center, they put a machine that had like a wheel that ran in circles around that racetrack. And Morris says that essentially, a washboard is formed by kind of like the same effect that causes stones to skip over the water.
So it's exactly the same as driving on the road. When you're driving on the road and you hit a tiny bump, no matter how small, it will throw the car up in the air. An amount depends on how fast you're going. And if you're going fast enough, it will come down and deform the road a little bit behind the bump. And that little divot that you put in the road will throw up the next car, and so on.
So really, it's a self-perpetuating cycle, Sam. The more you drive on the washboard road, the more you make the washboard road.
Indeed, washboards are us, Rick. We are washboard roads. You, me, it's like traffic.
Yes.
You know, like the traffic jam is all of us.
Gotcha.
Now, washboards are mostly a dry road phenomenon. When the roadbed is really wet, you tend to get potholes. And if it is a really bad wet spot, you get this like repeating pattern of potholes. But the frequency of the washboard, the ripples, is a function of the average speed of the cars that drive along that stretch of road.
Yeah.
Because all the cars tend to drive the same speed on that stretch of road.
And they do that partly because of the washboard, of course.
Very meta.
Yes.
Before we move on, a quick bit of trivia. Train rails also develop washboard. It's called corrugation, and it leads to the sound called roaring rails, where the train roars over the vibrations and sort of like, and so they have to periodically grind down the rails to get rid of that noise.
No kidding.
So when you encounter a washboard, or when you in northern Maine used to encounter a washboard, what was the solution if you didn't want to have your teeth chattered out of your head?
Well, I was in my early 20s, and naturally I would just speed up.
Indeed. Speeding up is one technique. There is a problem with that technique, though.
If you drive really fast, your tire will bounce from peak to peak of the washboard, and you will not feel it. And indeed, that works, except you're in the air about half the time.
If you want to steer, having your tires in the air is real bad. Real bad.
Yeah, I mean, you go from driving to flying very quickly. Yeah, this I know as well.
So the real solution to a washboard is actually to drive slowly, because not only is that safer, but...
If everybody did that, then the washboard would be slowly smoothed out. And maybe you could keep it, you know, to a manageable level. But the fact is that no one is willing to do that.
I'm not surprised.
Washboard roads, Rick, are a collective action problem. What is best for all drivers is not the best for every individual driver who's you know, in a hurry to get somewhere.
Boy, there's a metaphor for 2020.
So next time you're bouncing along that dirt road, you should be meditating on ways to fight the breakdown of civil society, really.
That's right, yes. There's always a deeper question, I've noticed, in Ask Sam.
I strive for that. That is indeed what I shoot for.
By the way, if listeners have a question, of course, you may be able to get your voice on Ask Sam, and we could, you know, enlighten you thanks to the experts that Sam finds. Sam, how can people go about doing that?
The phone number is 1-844-GO-OTTER, and the email address where you can record yourself on a voice memo and send it in is outsidein@nhpr.org.
It's Morning Edition from NHPR.